As teachers head back to school after summer break, those in small towns probably saw a lot more of their students than teachers in cities did. Laura Palmisano from member station KVNF has a story of one Colorado teacher who ended up with a summer education project without even trying.
Jacqueline Gleason has been a teacher for 3 decades. She's got a PhD in education and now teaches elementary classes in tiny Lake City, Colorado, population about 400. In the summers, she prefers gardening.
I've always done it. And, I mean, it's always fun to plant a seed and watch things grow.
On Wednesdays, she sells homemade goods and her surplus produce at the farmer's market in town. Today, there are 5 vendors.
Swiss chard, all the greens, because it grows so well out there. I have lots of radishes. And then all the herbs, so like basil, tarragon.
And she sometimes shares her passion for gardening with her 4th and 5th grade students.
The fact that we had the worms in the classroom this year, and the kids learned about composting and feeding worms.
Just after school let out for the summer this year, one student asked if she could sell homemade earrings next to Gleason. She obliged.
Then, you know, there was another kid who wanted to, and then there was another kid, and I thought, well, you guys just need to have your own booth. And I can't say no to anybody because they're all cute little human beings.
Today, there are 5 students selling everything from painted rocks to baked goods to jewelry.
I mean, you can, like, pull them away. They'll stretch. They stretch in water.
Judah Pankratz, a soon-to-be 5th grader, is selling bracelets he made from paracord.
I know I've made at least 200, but some of that money goes to buying new materials, new buckles, and more cord.
Gleason says having her students sell at the farmer's market allows them to continue learning when school is out. And she didn't have to write a lesson plan. It was just small-town serendipity.
I think there's a lot of math skills, a lot of marketing, cooperation, collaboration, responsibility, working with people they don't know, communication.
Gleason hopes the kids are back next summer, too. For NPR News, I'm Laura Palmisano in Lake City, Colorado.